right, what's going on? Welcome back to the Insight with Irv. So I have a fun episode today because a lot of times whenever we're talking about entrepreneurship, we are referring to things that entrepreneurs need, like your LLC, or how much money in the bank should you have before you start your business? Is it 20 grand? Is it 30 grand? Is it 100 grand? How well constructed should your business plan be? How many details should you have? 5 bullet points? Should you have 10 bullet points? Should you have 3 partners when you start a business? Should you have 2 JVs? What does that look like? But in this specific episode, I wanted to gear this episode toward 3 things that every entrepreneur needs or every business owner needs before they actually start. Now, with these 3 things right here, I can point back to just about any successful entrepreneur that either I know myself personally, that I've spoken to, and these 3 things actually coalesce with how I've been able to manage my businesses as well as myself really all together. And so I also like to speak from experience whenever I'm sharing some of my views with entrepreneurship and with starting a business, which is kind of where I was able to get these 3 main points from. Apart from studying, again, these 3 have been a huge impact in my life. And so let's go ahead and start off with the first thing that every business owner and entrepreneur needs whenever they're starting out, and that is they need, and when I say they, I'm talking to you, if you are an aspiring entrepreneur, is you need to identify the price that you are willing to pay early on. Let me say that differently. Identify the price that you are willing to pay and not go above that if you're not willing to, or that you're not possibly willing to stay well below that if you're not willing to either. Here's why this is important, and here's why I really want to set this as the foundation when you're building your business and whenever you're out there exposing your brand, you're posting content, whatever it is that you're working on, whether it's at the local level, at the social media level, at the global level, whatever that is, everyone at one point or another has to be able to identify their price and how much they're willing to pay. Because here's something that I've noticed just by looking around, looking at how people behave, looking at how people kind of interact with each other, and just looking at social media as a whole, is that everyone wants to make money, but no one wants to pay the price that it takes for them to achieve the level of income that they in their mind think that they deserve. Let's go ahead and slow that down, because you're probably thinking to yourself, wait a minute, if you're talking to me, and if that's you, yeah, I'm talking to you. You have a certain dollar amount in your mind that you want to make, whether that's to possibly bring in some more income so that you can maybe put your kids through college, or if maybe you're looking to possibly change the local demographics of how people shop, or the type of product that you have that you feel is going to revolutionize the world, or is going to change the way consumers and customers in the specific industry that you're in, the way that they interact and the way that they do business. Whatever that goal is, I can assure you that it's going to take 10 times the amount of effort just to bring the awareness out there. I love the way that Tony Robbins puts it, and I hope I don't butcher it, but I'm gonna say it anyways. He says it like this. He says that people underestimate what they're going to do in a lifetime, and they underestimate what they can do in a month, right? And I'm paraphrasing the way that he says it, but that's so key, because we have these big lofty goals and we're gonna change the world and we are going to be the next, and we're gonna be the next Elon Musk, or we're gonna be the next Steve Jobs, and we have this in a lifetime, as a lifetime span, but then we negate the fact that what are we doing with today? What are we doing with the time that we have right now? What are we doing with the next hour that we have on the clock on downtime? What are we doing with the next 2 days that we maybe have off from our jobs if we maybe haven't taken the plunge into entrepreneurship? Or what about the other side of that? What are we doing with cultivating the relationships that we have right now? Because I can assure you that there is some gold, there are some gems, and there are some nuggets within the construct and within the relationships that you currently have right now. Now, the question is, what price are you willing to pay, and to what extent are you willing to go to cultivate those relationships and resources that you have. The second thing that every entrepreneur needs to have when starting out is you want to identify your role players. Now, by role players, the way that I was able to identify mine is I am going to kind of categorize where is everyone going to be. And this isn't so much from an organizational standpoint of people that work for you. I'm speaking more of people's role in your life. I early on wanted to identify who is possibly going to have a mentorship type of role over my life. Who am I going to allow to speak into my life? Because right now I can assure you, you don't want every single person speaking into your life. As much as I love certain people, as much as I have certain friends, I'm not going to allow certain friends to give me business advice if that's not their strength. Because what can end up happening is that can damage the relationship. It can hurt them and it can hurt me and my business as well. I'm gonna give you guys a perfect example. I wouldn't take business advice from my friend who went to college to study, let's say, microbiology. Now, as smart as this person may be, there's no way that they're going to show me and share with me how I'm going to be able to acquire a customer, the type of conversation that I'm going to have with that customer, how I'm going to close that customer, and how I'm going to help that customer scale their business apart from me helping scale my own, because I'm helping them out and on the back end, I'm helping myself because my business continues to grow. They're happy, I'm happy. But here's the issue. If my friend is giving me advice from a place that they've never been before, they could have the right intentions, but be giving me the wrong information, which again, could end up damaging the relationship. So this is why you want to identify early on, is this person just going to have a role of a friendship, someone that I can be emotionally vulnerable with? Is this person going to be a mentor type of person that I can be vulnerable with my business? This is where I'm stuck. These are my bottlenecks. I haven't been able to crack my profits this month. That type of vulnerability that your mentor deserves. What about a business partner? A business partner is a whole nother type of what we can say, not just a business dynamic, but it's also an emotional awareness that needs to happen when you have a business partner, because there's people in your life that you can speak to at a business level. They're going to understand you. They're going to want what you want. They're going to drive for what you're driving for, and they're going to defend what you defending, but they may not necessarily be the same type of person that you want to go to if maybe you're feeling down or you're feeling depressed. Hence, this is maybe an area that if you have a parent or if you have a sibling or if you have a relative or even a spouse that you can kind of feel that moment with, because it's okay to stop and feel sometimes, right? I think that oftentimes whenever we're talking about business, we forget that we're humans. We're not machines. We're not robots. It's okay to stop and feel. It's okay to kind of feel the deal that you thought was going to go through and it ended up exploding in your face. It's okay to be bummed out. It's okay to be pissed off. Like, damn, I thought I had this deal and all of a sudden it's not going to go through. Or all of a sudden I thought that I had this many orders, but really only 20 people ordered when I thought 200 people were going to order. It's okay to have those moments. And the reason why I wanted to break it down like this, especially in my own life, is because I didn't want to put the weight on one person. So whenever I felt stressed out with my business, whenever I felt stressed out with my personal life, whenever I had a certain, let's say, a weight goal or a health goal or a fitness goal that I wanted to reach, I wanted to kind of break that out upon different groups of accountability, because it does two things. One, I don't put the weight on one person because I don't think that that's fair to that person, and two, it creates different ecosystems of accountability that reduces the amount of familiarity that I create with those people. Because if I'm always going to those people to complain about the same thing, then it's going to make the other areas in my life seem weaker than what they really are. And what I'm looking for is support. And so that's the second thing that I'm going to create, or that I want a business owner to really focus on as they're starting their business, or as they're continue to scale their business. And then number three, and this one is the last one, and I think that the first two mean nothing if you don't really get clear with this one, and that's Give things definitions, right? Give them definitions of what they are. Name things, right? If this is the times that I'm going to be operating in my business, name it. These are my operating hours. If, let's say, you are going to take a moment to have a week or a couple days with your family, with your friends, away from the business, name that moment. This is my downtime. This is me recharging my battery. When we get into this space of just going about things, not getting clear and not defining what our standards should be, all of our days start to look the same. And when all of our days start to look the same and we haven't actually identified what every day looks like within those operational hours or within those business hours or within that family time or within that social time or when or within that me time, what ends up happening is that your day kind of runs together. And when your day runs together, that's when you start to create the possibility of getting burnt out because there's no variety built into the cake. You see, I'm a big believer in that business does have to be boring in order for it to scale, because we know, and one of the ways that I've heard it put before is that fancy fails, but simplicity scales. And I'm a big believer in that. But the other side of that is that we do have to have some type of variety that adds flavor to the recipe. If not, if you're eating the same thing every single day, I don't care how disciplined you are, odds are you're never going to want to see that thing again. So one of the ways that you don't become sick of your business or the enterprise that you're building is that you build parameters around it that allows you to have fun and be flexible outside of your business. I'm not asking you to seek to have fun inside of your business. You're not necessarily there. You see, having a business is a wealth building tool. It's a vehicle. It's not a playhouse, right? You could be selling playhouses, but your business itself is not a playhouse. And so you want to treat it as such. So how are you going to have your fun? This is what happens on the outskirts. This is what happens on the outside. You're going to set goals for yourself, possibly naming it. If I hit quota this month, I'm going to buy that car that I want. If I hit quota this month, I'm going to go out there and I am going to go to the fanciest steakhouse or the fanciest vegetarian cuisine that I can name in the city. That's where you find your fun. A business is not meant to fulfill you. A business is put into place in order for you to satisfy the need of a people that you have a solution that are craving the solution that you are providing to them. In a nutshell, that's what a business is. I'm going to repeat that again. A business is not supposed to fulfill you. A business is supposed to be a solution for a people that are craving an answer that you happen to provide. That's an exchange of value for currency. And the more people you help, the more money you make. So there you have it. If you found value in this content, consider hitting that subscribe button down below if you're listening to us over on iTunes or Apple or over on Spotify. And if you are watching us over on YouTube, consider hitting the subscribe button down below and join this community. Don't forget that anytime I am not posting on here, I am posting over on my main channel, my YouTube channel, The Irv Official. So if you like what we have going on over here, you'll love what we have going on over there. Once again, I appreciate you guys checking me out. Till next time, everyone, I will see you in the next episode of the Inside with Irv Show. Thanks so much. Take care.